Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome you to Black Noise Radio. Hopefully everybody is doing well in the new year. We have just started down an epic path with what we're trying to do. And hopefully, as I project forward, it'll all go all right. We just have to continue building. I was with GRX. When was this? Yesterday. And he and I were talking about the realities, which are, you know, we have been very successful with all our show formats. And so one of the things I see moving forward is that we need to even be more focused on uplifting the sound. And one of the ways we can do that is pretty much, he and I have to get back to a production standard. And we can only do that with working off of each other from time to time. You know, it's not as easy as just uploading a bunch of songs and then assuming that everything's going to work out. Because even as I talk to you, you know, what you may think is scripted is always pretty much random and unscripted, which is the edge that I decided to produce the show with. So, in other words, I told G, I don't want to be overly formattable with regard to some of our shows, because if I am, that creates, it's stale to me. And so we talked about I'm typing, by the way, that's why I'm multitasking at the moment. We talked about doing all kind of other ideas to ring in the show. Even from having public guest DJs, which I thought was a good idea, you know, not just him mixing, me mixing from time to time, and you, the public, and to take in take on another way of show production. So moving out of the box of thinking, you know, that's also been the issue. You have the box of thinking. You know, a lot of people only want to think certain ways when it comes to anything you do in production. And I have found that that's not wise, because what you get is what you put into it. You know, I'm sitting here dealing with this website, which is not allowing me to log into the web. And this is stuff that we talked about a couple of days ago. And so moving forward, you know, what's the way in which you resolve that? Pretty much, you got to take our programs off of Google. It's unfortunate, but when I use other sites, and so why is that even an issue? Because Google owns everything and has controlling interest in everything. And so if you're not careful, you're not there. You're not getting what you deserve out of your services. And so It's a simple way of just saying that, you know, you got to really look at what are you putting into the game to get out of the game. And so spending some time even talking to you about it, you know, trying to figure it out on my own, counseling with others, the best way to go for our ultimate goals. Now, ultimately, we may not be successful in doing what it is we're trying to do, unless we change in the moment what it is we're doing. So a simple way of understanding it is Gregory and I have to build upon what we already did over the last years. And I would love to let you know that it has been nearly 6-7 years of me being on Blog Talk Radio. And so with that, I did make certain changes. And I made the type of changes that would have allowed me to build upon just basic disc jockey matter, you know, where I'm not even tripping so much, as we used to say, on anything but how the wax makes my people feel. You know, it's when we used to only DJ vinyl, how that wax makes your people feel. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, really not thinking about it any other way. It's the interaction between music, entertainment with the listener, as opposed to always going at it from where I'm trying to go. And so since I'm always impacted with other folks coming at me with so much, and this is real, I mean, they come at me with so much, you know, folks be I want to get on the show. I need to come over and get on the show. You don't need to come over. You need to just call me when I suggest you come and be focused from your perspective. But I've dealt with so many folk that they just are not there, and they're not going to be there even for their own betterment. You know, I deleted my traditional Facebook account because we set up alternative Facebook accounts for Black Noise Radio and Blue National Media anyway, which is the parent company. So I think that at the end of the day, I have to move it in a way in which it moves itself. And I need to be even more acute and responsive, even on this show, although I normally open with music and feature music. I say it's a mix of music and thought, but I don't actually think, because after the Marty Smith show, I look forward to just some cool songs to listen to on my own. I was just enamored with the quality of Blog Talk Radio when you upload the songs. You know, I always was on upload some dialogue or something, or in my early days, really was moving away from music because it was hard to garner all the music you wanted. Now, GRX also pointed out that possibly for future shows, we could run a live disc jockey feed with turntables and go. I said, I don't think we're going to get the same audio stream level as we do when we upload the songs, but it's quite possible. But you could pull that off with the video feed in a separate social media network. In other words, combine all shows, whatever I'm doing into a totally different Snapchat, for instance, or a totally different Periscope, for instance. That's more like it. Certainly, it'll be a totally different. Well, no, it was going to be the shows under the YouTube account. But he hit me with, well, okay. I was like, well, you know what? I get a lot of shows from folk like Alex Jones, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're looping and sampling themselves, and I don't always do that because I'm always on this raw thing, but what if I did, huh?
Do I move you? Are you willing? Do I groove you? Is it thrilling? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. It pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Pleases me. When I touch you, do you quiver from your head down to your liver? So you can see, oh, what's going on?
All right, we're back here at Black Noise Radio. Listen to a little Marvin Gaye. Mercy, mercy me. Of course, Nina Simone. Do I Move You? And like I was saying, moving forward, all issues with regard to broadcasting an even greater mix of thought and music will be resolved. So far, I see nothing but infinite possibilities of more substantive nothingness, and that's all it can ever be, because it's a blessing to be able to do this. I dealt with so many people who were dying over the weekend and had issues, who were in harm's way and had been injured. You know, it's just getting to the point where you really have to wonder inwardly and outwardly, are we all making the proper choices in this lifetime? Are we making the proper choices? Something to think about. It takes the level of understanding of our political notions to another level. It takes your perspective on things higher. Are you getting the best out of your perspective? Is your perspective actually working? Are you part of a psychology that was given to you by others, parents, ministers, or whoever? I mean, I have witnessed and I continue to witness where you see
The Miseducation of the Negro,
but
by Carter Godwin Woodson. First published by the Associated Publishers, 1933. Forward. The thoughts brought together in this volume have been expressed in recent addresses and articles written by the author. From time to time, persons deeply interested in the point of view therein presented have requested that these comments on education be made available in book form. To supply this demand, this volume is given to the public. In the preparation of the volume, the author has not followed in detail the productions upon which most of the book is based. The aim is to set forth only the thought developed in passing from the one to the other. The language in some cases, then, is entirely new, and the work is not a collection of essays. In this way, repetition has been avoided except to emphasize the thesis which the author sustains. Carter Godwin Woodson, Washington, D.C., January 1933. preface. Herein are recorded not opinions, but the reflections of one who for 40 years has participated in the education of the black, brown, yellow, and white races in both hemispheres and in tropical and temperate regions. Such experience, too, has been with students in all grades, from the kindergarten to the university. The author, moreover, has traveled around the world to observe not only modern school systems in various countries, but to study the special systems set up by private agencies and governments to educate the natives in their colonies and dependencies. Some of these observations, too, have been checked against more recent studies on a later tour. Discussing herein the mistakes made in the education of the Negro, the writer frankly admits that he has committed some of these errors himself in several chapters. Moreover, he specifically points out wherein he himself has strayed from the path of wisdom. This book, then, is not intended as a broadside against any particular person or class, but it is given as a corrective for methods which have not produced satisfactory results. The author does not support the once popular view that in matters of education, Negroes are rightfully subjected to the will of others on the presumption that these poor people are not large taxpayers and must be content with charitable contributions to their uplift. The author takes the position that the consumer pays the tax, and as such, every individual of the social order should be given unlimited opportunity to make the most of himself. Such opportunity, too, should not be determined from without by forces set to direct the prescribed element in a way to redound solely to the good of others, but should be determined by the makeup of the Negro himself and by what his environment requires of him. This new program of uplift, the author contends, should not be decided upon by the trial and error method in the application of devices used in dealing with others in a different situation and at another epoch. Only by careful study of the Negro himself and the life which he is forced to lead can we arrive at the proper procedure in this crisis. The mere imparting of information is not education. Above all things, the effort must result in making a man think and do for himself, just as the Jews have done in spite of universal persecution. In thus estimating the results obtained from the so-called education of the Negro, the author does not go to the census figures to show the progress of the race. It may be of no importance to the race to be able to boast today of many times as many, quote, educated members as it had in 1865. If they are of the wrong kind, the increase in numbers will be a disadvantage rather than an advantage. The only question which concerns us here is whether these, quote, educated persons are actually equipped to face the ordeal before them or unconsciously contribute to their own undoing by perpetuating the regime of the oppressor. Herein, however, lies no argument for the oft-heard contention that education for the white man should mean one thing and for the Negro a different thing. The element of race does not enter here. It is merely a matter of exercising common sense in approaching people through their environment in order to deal with conditions as they are rather than as you would like to see them or imagine that they are. There may be a difference in method of attack, but the principle remains the same. Quote unquote, highly educated Negroes denounce persons who advocate for the Negro a sort of education different in some respects from that now given the white man. Negroes who have been so long inconvenienced and denied opportunities for development are naturally afraid of anything that sounds like discrimination. They are anxious to have everything the white man has, even if it is harmful. The possibility of originality in the Negro, therefore, is discounted 100% to maintain a nominal equality. If the whites decide to take up Mormonism, the Negroes must follow their lead. If the whites neglect such a study, then the Negroes must do likewise. The author, however, does not have such an attitude. He considers the educational system, as it has developed both in Europe and America, an antiquated process which does not not hit the mark, even in the case of the needs of the white man himself. If the white man wants to hold on to it, let him do so. But the Negro, so far as he is able, should develop and carry out a program of his own. The so-called modern education, with all its defects, however, does others so much more good than it does the Negro, because it has been worked out in conformity to the needs of those who have enslaved and oppressed weaker peoples. For example, the philosophy and ethics resulting from our education system have justified slavery, bondage, segregation, and lynching. The oppressor has the right to exploit, to handicap, and to kill the oppressed. Negroes barely educated in the tenets of such a religion, the strong have accepted the status of weak as divinely ordained. And during the last three generations of their nominal freedom, they have done practically nothing to change it. The pouting of the caused their darling
take you home. Whoa. Take you home, I love.